IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank
so today we want to talk about a concept which seems to be very much political at the first glance, but I think it is very much religious. I mean, very much rooted in the religion of Islam, and that is a kind of resistance against the arrogant powers, or it's better to say the cruel powers in the world, but very much rooted in the teachings of Islam, Islamic resistance or Islamic muqawama. Now we can find it in today's world, in the 21st century, in some of the, it's better to say, actions or political, ideological actions of some countries around the world, but not all Muslims. First, let's start with giving us a picture, a vivid picture of what is Islamic muqawama or resistance, Brother Habib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. So let's start off with the definition of the word resistance in the English language.
Yes.
It's pretty much the refusal to accept or comply with something, or the ability to not be affected by something. This could be either by ideology or by actions. And each one has its own way or method of resistance, of fighting,
yes,
or defending or stopping. And this comes with the importance of knowledge inside of Islam.
Yes.
The defending, the as they call it, baydatul Islam, or the honor of Islam.
Yes.
And whether be it by giving lessons, teachings, and as we call it now, tabligh.
Yes.
Missionary acts.
Yes.
Or whether be it by engaging in war. And as you stated, brother, it is available in the roots of Islam.
Yes.
It is available during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, in various methods.
Yes.
Such as the start in Mecca, where the resistance was pretty much just by words, without,
yes,
fighting.
Yes.
It was by declaration.
Yes.
Then it moved into Medina. When it moved to Medina, the Prophet started, you could call it resisting,
yes,
by engaging in wars, defending,
yes,
themselves, and in some scenarios, even them starting wars themselves.
Even three-year ban, you know, and a starvation.
Treaties and bans,
yes,
and various,
yes,
methods.
Okay.
There were various methods.
Yes.
And inshallah, we'll talk about it during our time.
Okay. Sheikh Rouhani, what about you? Is this the same definition that you have out of muqawama, resistance?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, resistance, I think in my viewpoint, it has two dimensions. One is the practical aspect of resistance,
mm-hmm,
that could be applied, for example, in political kind of areas.
Yes.
But the other one is the, let's say, the theoretical aspect of,
okay,
resistance. That's much more important.
Yes.
Because you see, nowadays, in most of the Islamic countries, the elites,
yes,
the, let's say, the thinkers,
yes,
the people who are leading the others in the societies, unfortunately, most of them, they are secular-minded people.
Yes.
Because of these new kind of educational systems,
mm-hmm,
that are applying in those countries.
Okay.
So this Western kind of educational system produces these kind of secular-minded people.
Yes.
So that's why when it comes to the ideas or the ideology or the thoughts, unfortunately, they do not consider these new modern systems as something which is opposed to Islamic values or Islamic principles.
Okay.
This is the problem,
yes,
that we have. So
that's why they do not show any resistance but flexibility,
exactly,
towards,
exactly,
the Western secular values.
Exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes more Catholic than Pope.
We could
find in the news nowadays some Muslim countries, for example, I don't know, holding WWE, you know, women champions wrestling,
yeah,
inviting, yeah, this singer and that singer, and all the Islamic values all of a sudden, you know, in a Muslim land goes away and fades away.
Yeah, this is the problem because, you know, that this new system and this modern system is established by the Westerners.
Okay.
So they are pursuing their own benefits.
That's
their
right.
Their own interests via these systems.
That's right.
So when you are educated, when you are studying in these kind of systems, of course, the product of this system is clear that what kind of people
and
will
be. And it gets into defending the rights of some of the Muslim lands who are oppressed in Muslim lands. We see Muslims killing Muslims. Backed by the Westerners, Brother Habib.
See, this really goes back to this theory that there is a difference between government and religion. When you first separate the religion from government, you change everything.
Yes.
You change everything. What is religion and what is government and their ideologies and their beliefs and their thoughts? They believe that religion is something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Something for you. You
some
stay
personal,
at home, you
private.
Pray. It's personal. It's private. It doesn't have to do with your community. It doesn't have to do with your society. And government is the laws that are based on making human beings' lives in order, let's call it.
Okay.
So there could be order, something to follow so there could be order.
Something disciplined, that's right.
When it's not put by the creator, this is our, you know, attack on them.
Okay.
When it's not placed by the person who, or by something that is knows human beings divinely, truly, then these laws are going to have, they're going to be weak, they're going to have holes in them.
Yes.
And it's going to cause a lot of problems.
Yes.
And they could be played with.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Okay.
They could be played with for their own sake, for their own good.
Benefits.
That's politics.
That's right. Okay.
That's politics. One day I'm friends with you, 10 years later, we're enemies.
Mm-hmm.
We're the biggest enemies today.
Okay.
In a couple of years, one handshake, we forget everything, all the people that were killed and everything.
Okay.
And religion, what is religion?
Yes.
What is religion?
Yes.
Religion is the way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be private, whether be it social,
public,
with
different.
Your community,
mm-hmm.
whether be it with, global, international.
Global. Yeah. Yes, okay.
It's a path of life.
Yes.
Spiritual and material.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. So the laws, as you could see in the Islamic law, and Sharia law, there are laws that are for spiritual sakes, and there are laws also for like qisas, capital punishment, the laws of stealing, the laws of marriage, the laws of how to deal with your neighbors, the morals that are available, the cultures that are available by Islamic teachings. All these are important.
Yes. So, but when you are a Muslim, but living in different lands across the globe, you could see different system of values overshadowing your religious values.
That's the thing. That was what I think my brother, the brother Sheikh, was trying to point out to, and that's what I'm trying to point out to here. And that's the fact is that you're Muslim, but your land, who says it's Muslim? Most of you are Muslims, but the people ruling you, who says they're Muslim? They're acting upon the Islamic teachings. They're governing with an Islamic government.
That's all right. Okay.
So that's the thing, that when you see a Muslim killing a Muslim, you say, oh, look, a Muslim killing a Muslim.
Yes.
That's not a Muslim killing a Muslim. That's a government killing Muslim people.
That's
a government attacking another government.
That's all right.
So at the end of the day, this is the point that I wanted to reach.
That's all right. What is the reason? Is it very much difficult in order to apply Islamic rulings because of the lack of, I don't know, an infallible imam or prophets? Because at their times, Islamic laws were not observed too. There have been so many arrogant powers at the time of the imams. The Shiite infallible imams are the best example. They were the victims of this oppression towards them because of, as you said, this secular look at the world, even at the time of prophets. But what is the reason in today's world?
I think there might be many reasons, but one of the main reasons that could be dealt with here in our discussion is this, that we have two kind of schools of thought. One is the God-centrism, and the other one is human-centrism,
or
which is called humanism.
Yes.
So when it comes to the humanism, from the humanistic kind of approach towards religion or towards other kind of ideas, as our friend rightly mentioned, then they consider everything as something like that is for human. So religion is something for human.
Okay.
And the other schools of thought is also for human.
That's right.
So we have to employ all of them. You have to accept all of them and should not prefer one of them over others. But when it comes to the God-centrism school of thought, everything is for God, for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
So in this kind of system of thought or school of thought, we can never even imagine secularism,
that's
or
right.
to accept secular kind of systems or laicism, for example. Yes. So that's why it seems that for, as I told you, for the educated or literate kind of generations of Muslims mm-hmm. who are mostly educated or learned in Western systems, in Western universities, I think for them it is not understandable.
Yes.
The principles of Islam and the methods of Islam and Islamic lifestyle and their values. Mm-hmm. That's why they are a bit far from these kind of systems.
And this application of the Islamic laws in today's world, what is the problem with that? We are not powerful enough to apply them in our lives as the elites of the society, as the officials, the politicians, or no, there is no adjustment between a religion which was revealed to Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago with what we have in today's world. I mean, the necessities, the iqtiza'at are different today.
First of all, there's this saying about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi available in Imam Sheikh al-Tusi. He says that the believer, the person that is very religious, the devoted believer, his heart in his chest melts. Mm-hmm. Why? Because of the change in religion he sees that he cannot change. That's something that, and okay. It will return in our hands. Don't worry. There's a day where the Qa'im of Ali Muhammad, ajallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif, will come.
Inshallah.
So we have no knowledge. We're yes. unable to apply the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Or spirit say we are far away from the ideal system.
Exactly.
But nowadays, the story is a little bit sad. Because when you see that the Muslims in different lands are bombarded, are killed, are massacred, and the kings, the so-called rulers of the Muslim lands, are in pictures hand with hand with the Western powers.
Khudlan.
This is really a sad news. So why the Muslims? They are Muslims, but they are hand in hand with the people who kill every day so many children across the Muslim lands, across the globe. Or at least they are maybe hiddenly protecting some of the extremist powers inside the religion of Islam in order to establish segregation between the Muslims.
That's politics. That's what happens when your ruler is not just. That's what happens to human beings. That's what happens to mankind.
Yes.
And of course, a perfect example would be the Abbasid Caliph. Mm-hmm. The last Abbasid Caliphs that were taken down by the Mongolians.
Yes.
How did he die? Mm-hmm. He died drunk. Mm-hmm. How did the people around him die? They died drunk.
Yes.
He tried to flee and run away. His army fled and ran away.
Yes.
He left the Muslims to die on the hands of the Mongolians. If it wasn't for the Shia clerics at the time,
yes,
such as Nasir al-Din al-Tusi,
that's
the father
right.
of Allama al-Hilli,
yes,
right, and Hawzat al-Hilla at the time,
yes,
the seminary of al-Hilla,
yes,
the entire Islamic lands would have been
demolished, yeah,
and yet we see some from other sects trying to blame the Shias for the attack of the Mongolians mm-hmm. on the Islamic lands.
Okay.
But if you turn to the history, you see, for yes. example, this kind of things. They were following their desires. They were not paying attention. They do not see their duty as rulers as service to the people.
Yes.
Rather, they see it as a desire, as a goal to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference between the two.
That's
so look
right.
at Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. When he got the throne, he was a servant for the people.
Yes.
When the others got the throne, people were servants to them.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Okay, Sheikh, any final remarks?
The final remark
in order
that I
to get
to mention,
back
yes.
to the pure, you know, resistance of Islam, what should we do? Is better say.
Muslims should refer to their own Islamic teachings and doctrines and the pure Islam, the Holy Quran. This way, they can actually find out their own, let's say, systems, and they can establish their own kind of systems.
That's right.
Otherwise, if we follow these new modern systems, we will be modernized by them. So mm-hmm. this is something that is happening nowadays.
Okay, and we have to wait, as Brother Habib said, for the true reviver of Islamic teachings, because they say that when he reappears, Ya'ti bid-din al-jadid, isn't it?
It is new for us at the time.
Uh-huh.
It's new for that generation.
Yes.
It's the same religion of the Prophet.
That's all right. That's all right. It is new to our eyes because in all these years, we have been given the interpretations of the religion of Islam by different denominations.
And of course, why do I say that the sayings are important and mm-hmm. the differences between the sayings? It's like how one of these Kharijis stated.
Yes.
The Kharijis that went against Amir al-Mu'mineen, they
yes.
would place sayings. They would make up fake sayings.
Yes.
And they would, why? He was asked, one of these colleges was asked, why did you guys do that? He stated, because we know the importance of these sayings. Because these sayings are what give us the laws. These sayings are the divine texts that we base our beliefs on.
That's why.
And that's why they're very important. And that's why the scholars in various sayings are called the Husnul Islam, or the guards of Islam, right? Like the walls that defend Islam, the security guards of Islam.
Yes.
And when they die, Iblis, the devils, start to dance and laugh and become happy because Islam lost a strong.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program. Viewpoints talking about the concept of Muqawama, or Islamic resistance. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محباً